Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. We're spending the next hour or so with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, where we provide extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. We've got an awesome panel here today. So later in the show, we're going to be continuing our conversation with Dr. Carol Osborne about healthy weights for our pets. And we're going to be talking this time about how to do it through exercise and how to exercise even our senior pets. But before that, we're going to be talking with Darlene Arden about kitten care. She's got some really great tips about, you know, if you're planning to bring a new kitten home or even an older cat from a rescue shelter, which would be so great. So we're going to be talking about what you need to care for them. So I want to remind everyone that this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. They're one of the main reasons that my organization, Project Positive, can renovate so many animal rescues in need. They have a ton of locations in Maine and New Hampshire. And if video show, you will get $2 off a bag of dog food. So that's a really great savings. Let's get started with Darlene Arden. She is an award-winning writer, lecturer, author, and certified animal behavioral consultant. She's written hundreds of articles and columns all over major dog and cat publications, as well as newspapers and general interest publications. What I'm really interested about talking to her about today is her book called The Complete Cat's Meow. Everything you need to know about caring for your cat. Because I think, you know, I have to admit, we spend a lot of time talking about our pups. So today we want to focus on cat and kitten care with Darlene Arden. So welcome, Darlene. Great to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Jill. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so let's get started. I love, love, love this book. It's called The Complete Cat's Meow, and I saw that people can go and get it on Amazon, which is really cool. So I have to say there's really a lot that, you know, that people should really be aware of when they're bringing home a kitten or, better yet, you know, a cat that needs a home from a local shelter. So you really have some insight about what people need to do. So let's talk about what are some tips that people should really know about.
Well, first of all, they should have the house set up for the cat and confine the cat in the beginning to one room.
Okay.
Until it gets used to the house. Don't give it complete run of the whole house until the cat feels more secure. If you do, more than likely the cat's only going to go and hide under a piece of furniture anyway. And you'll only know it's in the house when you see the litter box needs, you know, one of the litter boxes needs cleaning. And the food bowl needs refilling.
So it gives them more like a sense of security if you kind of limit their space in the beginning?
It will, and especially if you have other pets and need to introduce them. And we don't have enough time for that today. That's a
okay.
whole other topic. But what you need to do is remember, when it comes to litter boxes, it's one for the cat and one for the house. And you don't put them together. You put them in separate places. So the first thing you're going to do is buy two litter boxes for the cat you're bringing home.
Oh.
This is assuming you don't have any cats at home already.
Right.
In that case, you would be adding one litter box. The type of litter you use, it's best to ask what the cat's been used to. And then you can slowly change to another litter if you like and have litter in the house. Also, the kind of food that the cat has been eating or the kitten. If you want to change the food, you're going to have to do it gradually over a week's time. And when they first come home, everything is new. You know their home, but they don't know their home. So at least let them have the consistency of the same food, and definitely because you don't want to cause any internal upsets. And you want them to have the litter they're accustomed to, because they'll stop using the litter box if they don't like the feel of that substrate under their feet.
Well, you know what, Darlene, let's take a quick break and come back with that. I want to talk about, because, you know, they're oftentimes they are sort of accustomed to what they were, the food and the litter they were getting where they once were. So let's take a quick break and come right back.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand or salt off the paw and leg and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
We're talking with Darlene Arden about the complete cat's meow, which is everything you really need to know about taking care of your cat or kitten. I want to make sure that everyone goes to Darlene's website too, which is Darlene Arden, ARDEN.com. So Arlene, we were talking about, you know, when we get our new cat or a new kitten, it's possible that they were sort of really accustomed to a specific food and a specific litter before. And okay, so we were talking kind of the importance about a transition period if we need to transition the two.
Absolutely, because you don't want to upset them, like changing, it will upset their digestive system, they may stop using the litter box. So you want to be sure that everything is as it was, so there's some consistency, because a new house is exactly that for them. You know their home, they have no idea.
Right, exactly. It's completely foreign to them, sure.
Completely foreign. You want to give them a nice place to sleep in that room. A scratching post, which you can later move, but make sure the scratching post is really solid and has a solid base. If the scratching post tips over, it's going to scare them, and they'll never use it again. Oh. And it has to be tall enough so that they can stretch their entire body out on it. It's very important for cats to be able to scratch. And
now, why is that, Darlene?
Because they need to get that edge of the nail that grows out off. And they also, for health, need to stretch their bodies out.
Okay.
So they need to be able to do that without it falling over, because it's really imitating a tree in your house, and a tree would not hopefully fall over on them.
Right.
So you need to have that in place. And some toys. Now, if you're going to use the wand-type toys that have something hanging from a string, put it away between each use. Don't leave it out, because they can get tangled up in the string or the wire from it, and they can be badly injured. So you always want to put that away, but that means you can start a play session with them with those toys, saying, do you want to play? And then they know they're getting revved up and interacting with you, and it's important to have a few play sessions a day. You can give them, always stay with them when you're giving them a new toy, to make sure they don't swallow anything, the parts don't come off. But they can have toys that they can bat around, little cat toys that are safe, that they can bat around.
Darlene, are there too many toys? You know, do we overwhelm them if we go, you know, some people, maybe myself included, might go to the store and buy a ton of toys just to make, you know, to try to make them happy. Is there a risk in doing that?
They may get bored. What you can do, because those toys are made to look like children's toys deliberately. I know of one company that hired away children's toy designers to design the toys, which is why they look like baby toys. And then we are particularly attracted to them, and we buy them. So what I have for my cat is toy boxes. Notice that was plural. Have I been suckered in? Oh, yeah. I'm no different from anybody else. And you put out toys, and then you put them away, rotate them, so there's always something new to catch their eye and to catch their attention.
I love that idea, because I think sometimes we put them all out, you know, thinking that we're doing the best thing for our cats. But you're right. I mean, they're going to look at them and be like, I saw this yesterday. So good. Okay, so we're rotating out the toys.
We're rotating the toys. Sometimes when they get older, they've got a few toys. When they get around the house, they've got a few toys out. My cat likes to keep a toy in every room because she never knows where she's going to be when she wants to play. I still rotate toys out for her. When they're a little bit older, they may have the catnip gene. And if they do, they react to catnip. And if you're going to buy those toys, don't buy the cheap ones made in China. Get decent catnip or refillable catnip, and you can keep those toys in between play sessions in a plastic bag sealed in your freezer, and it keeps the catnip fresh longer.
Oh, okay, that's
a
great
idea.
So they
last longer, and you always pick them up after a play session. They don't need
because
it every
day,
but
it's
fun. Because
too much of it is not a good thing.
Pardon?
Too much of it is not a good thing.
No. No, and, you know, they don't need it every single day. There are ways to attract the cat to a scratching post if they're not using it and decide to use your furniture. We can change that over. You never want a declawed cat. But having nice toys that they can play with, check them out before you buy them, because there is no group, watchdog group, shall we say, that oversees pet toys.
That's a great point, darling. We're going to take another quick break and come right back. I'd love to talk about, in our last segment, transitioning the cat food over to the cat food of your choice. Everyone, hold tight.
Love for the human race, make it a better race.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world,
let's get. Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Just want to remind you, head into your local Pet Life store, mention the word radio show, and get $2 off your next bag of dog food. So, Darlene, before we took a break, we were talking about toys and catnip and all of that. Great tips about putting the catnip in the freezer, by the way. I want to talk about transitioning food in more detail. When cats or kittens are you know, in their prior homes, they are really sort of used to a certain type of food. And really the importance of if you're going to change into a different type of cat food, and I know you have some recommendations, which I really wanting to hear, there is a process, there is sort of a technique to transitioning. So can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. First, keep them on the food they're used to for at least a month. Let them have some transition time of their own to get used to the house, to get used to the family, to get accustomed to all of the newness. If you decide, if they're doing well on the food, there's no reason to change them. If, however, you decide that you think there's a better food for them that you would prefer to use, then take a quarter of the amount of the food that they're already eating. I'm referring to dry food now, and you can leave wet food out on the side and probably should. Take a quarter of the dry food out and replace it with that amount of the new food.
Oh, okay.
Then let a day or two go by, and then it's half of the food out, replaced half of the new food.
Okay.
A couple of days, and you add, it's three-quarters of the food out, three-quarters of the new food in. Wait another couple of days, and you can use only the new food.
So this really, I mean, it really is a transition process, because if we were to just sort of give them the new food right away, it can really lead to a lot of stomach upset, I assume?
Absolutely. You're going to see diarrhea. You're going to see all kinds of stomach upsets. And you may have to go even more slowly than that. That transition also works very well for dogs, and they will do well at that level of transition. Cats may take a little longer if they're very picky about their food. And if they don't like it, the new food, then you're going to have to slow down with the transition, depending upon your cat.
Let's talk about some of your favorites, some that you've seen over the years that work pretty well.
Well, people are yelling about dry food being awful. No, it isn't. It depends upon the company. You don't ever want to buy generic pet food, because not only can you not guarantee if it's nutritionally sound, but the cheaper food using cheaper products ends up with behavior problems often, and
wow,
you don't
yep.
want that, and most people don't understand it. No cheap food, no decloring are the two major rules with cats.
Okay.
There are some foods on the market that work very well, but then again, some cats can't tolerate it and
mm-hmm.
have been, you know, when they've been doing well, they may suddenly develop diarrhea, and it may be that the company changed the formula or the cat has just changed.
Okay.
And you need to slowly change them to another food. There are some that are grain-free. Cats don't necessarily need grains. If they're not drinking a lot of water on their own, you really should serve a little wet food on the side a couple of times a day, just a little, unless you're feeding them an all-wet food diet. That's the canned food. Make sure that it has the AFCO label on any of the foods to be sure that it's approved, it's nutritionally sound. There are a lot of misconceptions about cat food and a lot of people who like to create their own diets. But balancing a diet for ourselves is tough enough, let alone for another species. And we have to know what to add. Cats need taurine or they'll go blind.
You know, Darlene, we already, if you can believe it or not, we're already almost out of time. I want to make sure, because I know you have so much valuable information on your website, I want to make sure people have that. So it's www.darleneardn.com, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and everyone, just a wealth of information there. Check out her website. She's just got so much valuable information. Darlene, thanks so much for being here today, and we hope to have you on the show again soon.
Thank you so much, Jill. I've enjoyed it. Thank you for the pleasure of being your company.
Take care.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be Healthy Goo healthy.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. You're spending this time with me, Jill Sullivan from Project Positive, where we provide extreme renovations for animal shelters in need. Want to make sure you know that this program is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Head into your local Pet Life store, mention the show, radio show, and get $2 off your next bag of dog food. So that's really great savings. So we are back with Dr. Carol. As we know, she is a world-renowned veterinarian and author, frequent guest on the Today Show, Good Day LA, Discovery's Animal Planet, and Dr. Carol has also been featured in USA Today, LA Times, and the New York Daily News. So Dr. Carol, last week we were talking about reducing our pets' weight, making some adjustments and healthy lifestyle changes to their diet. So today I really want to talk with you about exercise for our dogs and cats. So let's first start off with dogs. We can switch over to cats in a bit, but best ways to exercise, how much exercise do our dogs, do they require?
Well, Jill, that's a great topic and a great point. Exercise is essential for all of us, and starting with dogs, dogs need at least 20 minutes of exercise about twice a day. The exact amount for sure varies with your dog's age, his breed, as well as his weight and physical condition. And it's important to remember that you don't want to jump off the sofa 1 minute and then take a 10-mile hike the next. Dogs need to get in shape gradually, a little bit at a time, just like people.
Okay. So let's talk about, all right, so with me, I try to take my dogs on a walk every day. Wind, rain, snow, it's happening, we're out there. But that's because I have really big dogs in their labs. Now, if I have a smaller toy, let's say a toy breed or a pug, how much does that exercise vary?
Another great point. Again, everything is relative to the pet, to the age, to the health condition, you know, et cetera. But in general, whether you've got a pug, a fox terrier, or a great big St. Bernard, your dog still needs to have at least 20 minutes of exercise twice a day. And so do we for our best health. You know, Jill, some things that people might not be aware of. 1 hour of exercise increases your dog's lifespan by 4 hours.
Wow.
That's a pretty good return.
Yeah.
And exercising with your pet, with your dog in this case, it can be fun. Exercise is integral to life. Not only is it essential for optimal health, it also improves circulation, it stimulates vital organs, it facilitates digestion, and it helps to eliminate harmful toxin from your pet's body. It provides aerobic activity that stimulates your dog both mentally and physically. And exercising with pets is fun. It's a great way to bond. It's as good for you as it is for your dog. And Jill, as you know, most owners end up looking forward to this special time just as much as their dog does.
Oh, it's so true. I mean, I feel like all of us, the three of us, we really look forward to that time together. It is really a bonding experience, I have to say. It really is.
It is, because not only is it great for our health, but what else does exercise do? It promotes confidence, self-esteem, and it gives us a feeling of well-being.
Yeah, absolutely, it does.
And we're going to talk about all kinds of popular sports and fun ways to exercise with your dog. But for those of you that can't exercise for one reason or another, why not bone up on canine massage? It's therapeutic. It stimulates vital tissues. It's fun, and it feels great.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love that. So do you have anything on your website where people can actually go and learn about what to do with massage? Book or something that you recommend?
I absolutely do. And for those people that might want to bone up on canine massage, you can visit us online at blog.carolonpets.com.
Love it. Okay, that is perfect. So what I want to do is we're going to have to take a quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about different types of exercise that we can do for our pets and maybe some fun things that we hadn't even thought of, you know, that's a little bit off the beaten path of just typical walking every day. So Okay. Everyone will be right back with Dr. Carol.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Has your life gone to the dogs? Are you at your wit's end? We can help. At America's Canine Academy, our specialists can put an end to the mutt mayhem and magically stop the destructive behaviors that your crazed canine has developed. We offer step-by-step guidance and make-sense techniques that will turn your problem dog into a calm, stable, and well-behaved companion. And we can even do it all by phone. Even from afar, we can assess a dog-gone-wrong situation and help you recapture your sanity. Call 877-WE-WHISPER, americascanineacademy.net, where dog whisperers are trained.
Our dogs are part of our family, an integral part of our lives, providing comfort, exercise, and companionship. All too often, however, this relationship is tested through dog naughtiness and general poor behavior. Our dog does not come when called, digs the garden, and many other issues that create frustration and a break in the relationship we seek. You love him, but you don't like him. Today's e-callers remote trainers have been developed to help you train your dog and overcome these issues that can result in separation from the family and worse. E-caller technology has been developed to help the everyday dog owner. Callers that set limit on the levels of stimulation and therefore limiting mistakes. If you seek a training aid that will assist you overcome the unwanted issues, e-caller technology products have developed dog training technology for the modern world that uses the lowest levels of distractive stimulus to improve behavior and reduce stress. www.ecaller.com. That's www.ecollar.com.
People of the world, let's get
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. We're here with Dr. Carol, and we're going to start talking about popular canine sports. So ways to sort of get off the beaten path of just typical walking. So Dr. Carol, what are some fun things that we can do with our dogs?
Well, there's all kinds, Jill.
Okay.
Playgrounds and obstacle courses are a great way to have fun and stay in shape. Agility. Very popular sport, suitable for dogs of all makes and models. You can construct obstacles using odds and ends in your backyard, but you can also buy them already made, or you can join a canine agility club in your area.
Ah.
So what about sports equipment? Well, they make treadmills for dogs, great for dogs of all ages, including dogs that are older and arthritic. Pets can use them if the weather is bad, if they live in a high rise, or if you just can't get outside. Canine treadmills are available with adjustable inclines and speeds. And not only are they fun for your pets, but when your pet's done on the treadmill, you can jump right on.
I love it.
What else can you do? Well, we all know that we can go on walks. They're great for lap dogs and little toy breeds that are too small to do all kinds of other exercises. Certainly jogging is fun. And if you have bird or herding breeds, that love to run, there's a great sport for you. Just be careful if it's very hot or if it's very cold, or if your dog stops to lie down, guess what, folks? You're going to need to stop too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Rollerblading is great. Give it a try. Just like jogging, it's fun with dogs that love to run. Make sure you're good on your wheels and don't forget your knee pads. What about Frisbee? Frisbee's fun with breeds that like to focus on objects, like Border Collies and Australian Shepherds find Frisbees fascinating. What about swimming? Well, certainly, if you're living back here in the winter climates, swimming's not an option, but Most bird dogs, Labradors, retrievers, and even some mastiffs love the water. It's very therapeutic for older arthritic dogs. First of all, folks, be sure your dog can swim, because like people, not all dogs can. Make sure you stand by, keep a close eye on your pet, and remember that pet life preservers are a smart investment for canine boaters. You'd be surprised how many dogs go overboard when you least expect it. And then there's balls. With ball games, you just want to be sure that the ball is big enough so your dog can't swallow or choke on it. Make sure that the ball is made of sturdy material like hard rubber so your dog can't chew it up into little pieces and risk choking on them. Dogs get tons of exercise fetching and frolicking balls, and they make all kinds of really cool balls. They like to chase them, chew them, bounce them, and pounce on them. And remember that they've got these smart balls now, and they've got all kinds of little compartments you can fill with treats, apples, carrots, cucumbers. And they're perfect for pets that might enjoy a little game of hide-and-go-seek. They're also great boredom busters if you're out for the afternoon or if you're working at home.
I really think that, you know, it's so funny. I'm sitting here in my office. I've got my two pups with me, and I have the exact thing that you're talking about. And I put little pieces of salmon treats in there for them. And I feel like it really makes them work for something. It gets a little mind stimulation going, which is really great when they're just kind of hanging out in the office.
Absolutely. Now, what about exercises to avoid? In general, we want to avoid rough games like tug of war and wrestling, and those that involve your dog chasing you or fighting against you, because those are games that encourage aggression and teach your dog to struggle against you as opposed to working with you.
Okay, good to know.
That's a very good thing to know. And for all of you kitty lovers out there, we've got all kinds of great little games that you can make up in your house. We've got toys to tell you about, all kinds of interactive games, and we're going to tell you why exercise is not only integral for felines, but it's also fun.
Let's do that. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about exercise with our kitties and cats, because honestly, I don't think we realize how much exercise our cats or kitties may need. And I think it's also a great way to prevent some destruction maybe in our house too. So, Dr. Carol, we will be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
So, Dr. Carol, last segment we were talking about exercise for our dogs, and now we're going to be talking about exercise for our cats. So how much playtime do we really need to be doing with our cats every day?
Great question, Jill. Cats need to have at least 10 to 15 minutes of exercise about 3 to 4 times a day. And again, like with dogs, the exact amount will vary with your kitty's age, breed, as well as health and physical condition. Indoor cats need to play 3 to 4 times as much as outdoor, three to four times, excuse me, more than outdoor cats do.
Oh, really?
In order to satisfy their needs for exercise.
Sure.
And remember that if your cat is neutered or spayed, he or she is twice as likely to get chubby. So when you have a cat that's neutered or spayed, make sure to reduce the kitty's calories by about 1/3 and increase your playtime. And what you want to do with cats, Jill, is you want to be creative and you want to think up games that stimulate your cat's natural instinct.
All right.
Remember, cats have different kinds of personalities, just like people. So figure out what kind of a cat you have. Is your cat shy, curious, sedate, or wild? And again, you want to adapt the type of play you choose to the personality of your cat. And for you kitty lovers out there, buy a little catnip. It's a perfectly safe herb. Your cat will love it. Once a week, you can sprinkle the fresh herb on the floor, on a couple of favorite toys, or even on the steps of a little kitty tree. And your cat will roll, play, and frolic. That he'll have fun, and so will you.
Love it.
Now, what about toys? Toys provide a positive outlet for cats of all ages. In addition to physical benefits, they stimulate your cat's mind and they help prevent boredom, destructive behavior, and anxiety. So some toys like the laser mouse, it's a form of exercise and it's great. Other toys we can make at home, crumpled paper balls, empty paper bags, ping pong balls, anything that dangles from a fishing line, the leaves at the top of a celery stalk. Little walnut shells can be bound together and they'll play with those all day. Pipe cleaners can be twisted up like little butterflies. The occasional full toilet paper roll offers cats many hours of frolicking and
spreading
toilet paper all over the house. Cardboard boxes, you can cut little holes in them and make obstacle courses. And peacock feathers are fun. You can hang them and dangle them, and cats will jump up and smack them and have a great time. Remember that cats judge toys based on their size, texture, sound, and smell. So small, lightweight items like crocheted mice, fish, and birds, especially with unpredictable erratic movements, are favorites for many felines.
Oh, I love it. Now, Dr. Carroll, back to the catnip. I've always been told that like too much is not a great thing. Is it? So it really is okay to use it on, you know, maybe like a daily basis?
Not on a daily basis. Once or twice a week is perfect. If you use it on a daily basis, cats kind of get immune to it, so it doesn't really offer the benefits that it should. So no, you don't want to give catnip every day. You want to pick maybe 2 or 3 at most special days a week, and then you can offer it to your kitty that way.
So I'm assuming with 3 times a day of 10 to 15 minutes of exercise for a cat probably also reduces any sort of clawing destruction that I'm sure bored cats have. So if we're providing that entertainment and exercise, does it help to reduce that type of situation?
You know, I think that it does. And what else helps to reduce that is kitty owners need to just observe their cat's natural behavior. Mm-hmm. And if you spend a while watching your cat, what you'll notice is that cats like to scratch or to work their nails in a certain way. Some cats like to do it on a horizontal surface. Some like it on a vertical surface. Others like it slightly tilted. And again, the material that they choose, whether whether it's a fur material or whether it's kind of nappy, if you just watch your cat's general behaviors around the home, you will see your cat naturally stretch and then start to work those claws in one fashion or another. And if you simply keep that in mind, you can actually build a little cat scratching post that will be suited precisely to your cat as far as angle and as far as the material that you use to put on that little scratching post for your kitty to work his or her nails.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Carroll. We will talk with you next week. Everyone, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Love for the human race.
Make it a better place.